genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, everybody. This is Billy the Brain, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're here every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock on KKZZ AM 1400 or streaming live over the internet at 1400kkzz.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these celebrities have to say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura. If that sounds a lot like National Public Radio, well, then you're getting the idea. Brainstorming is NPR done right, with the emphasis on the right. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is American standards. No, not the toilets. We're talking about true American icons. And our first guest is iconic in many ways. Many of you will recognize him from the original Hollywood Squares. But like so many who are known for their work on television, this guest is much more than just a game show host. Peter Marshall was born Pierre Lecoq in Huntington, West Virginia. He made his entrance into show business at the tender age of 15. Early in his career, he joined forces with Tommy Noonan, and the comedy team appeared on many nightclubs, films, and even on The Ed Sullivan Show. He made the leap to Broadway. He starred with Cheetah Rivera in Bye Bye Birdie. He also appeared in High Button Shoes, Anything Goes, The Music Man, 42nd Street, and Neil Simon's Rumors. In the 1980s, Peter performed the role of Georges in over 800 performances of La Cage aux Folles. Peter says it was more than a thrill when he teamed up with legend Ray Ellis to record No Happy Endings, which was a tribute to the great late Billie Holiday. And he has a book, Backstage with the Original Hollywood Squares, published by Rutledge Hill Press. Peter hosts The Music of Your Life, which is an adult standards music radio program. And when he's not singing, he's the father of four adult children. He enjoys playing golf and spending time with his wife and his pets. Welcome to the show, Peter. How are you today?
Well, thank you very much, Bill.
Well, it's glad to have you, and thank you so much for being on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain.
Alrighty.
Yeah, you're no stranger to Ventura County. You're familiar with our area up here, aren't you?
Yes, I had a beach house. Actually, I've had two beach houses. I lived once right across the Ventura County line on above Leo Carrillo Beach. Then I had a house up on Muscle Shoals for about 10 years. And, we go up there. I just love Ventura County. It's just gorgeous. And my wife's favorite restaurant's on the main drag up there, an Italian restaurant, which is the name escapes me right now.
Capizio's?
No, I don't think it's Capizio's.
That's not that. Okay.
No.
All right. Well, anyway, we're glad to have you on the show, and our folks are glad to have you as a guest as well. I was not aware of your singing background, so tell us, when did you first decide to become a professional singer?
Well, I've been a singer. That's what I do, really. I'm known for being a game show host, but singing is what I do. They call me the boy singer. In fact, I have a CD out that's done really wonderfully well called Boy Singer. And I got my first job singing with a band out of Detroit, although I joined them. My first job was the Adams Theater in Newark when I was 15. I was living in New York, rooming with the great Neil Hefti, and I've been on my own since I'm 14.
Wow.
Nothing sad about it. I just had lost my dad at an early age, and it was the height of the Depression, and New York was I went to New York when I was 12. New York was a different city than it is today. It was very safe, and my mother worked at Macy's. My sister became a top model, and we all worked, and so I got a job as an usher at the Paramount Theater. Then I was a page boy at NBC in New York as a page when I was 15. Then I got a job singing, and that was the beginning of the whole schmear, and I've been working ever since. You have to work to survive, so I've done a lot of different things. The game show thing, I had never done a game show. I didn't know anything about game show. I'd been starring in New York with Julie Harris, the great Julie Harris, in a musical called Skyscraper, written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn. And in fact, I watched a movie last night. A Charade was written by Peter Stone, who did the libretto for the musical.
How about
that? I came out back to L.A. where I was living, and they offered me this game show. It's a long, long story I won't bore you with. I really didn't want to do it. I was going to go back and do another show in New York, Breakfast at Tiffany's. But anyway, I thought it was a 13-week gig, and it turned out to be a 16-year wonderful thing to happen to me.
Oh, that is great.
And it was the easiest show I've ever done. I did one day a week. I would tape five shows. No rehearsal. I just come in and wing the whole thing.
How about that?
So it was simple, and it was fun, and they paid me very well. And it made me an entity of sorts. I had been in show business 25 years before I'd been on Squares.
You'd cut your teeth in a variety of different ways. Broadway and of course, comedy, too. I want to come back to that, but let's not leave the Hollywood Squares for just a minute. We're talking to Peter Marshall, everybody. You're probably best known to many younger people, anyway, for your role as the host of the Hollywood Squares. But who came up with the idea behind the Hollywood Squares?
It was two guys by the name of Merrill Heater and Bob Quigley, and they did a lot of shows. They did, they produced so many shows. But this was their first big hit. They had done a show, I can't think of the name of it, with Monty Hall before he did a deal. And they had done this pilot at CBS, and they didn't like it. They had done it with Burt Parks. So a year later, NBC picked it up, and they wanted a new host. And they chose me. I auditioned. And as I alluded to earlier, I really didn't want to do the show. I wanted to go back to Broadway. I didn't know anything about game shows. But I'm very happy I did it. It was a wonderful experience. I met some great people. And a lot of the original people were friends of mine. I mean, Wally Cox. I knew Wally from New York, PS-165. He was a year ahead of me. And Cliff Arquette, you know, Charlie Weaver. I've known since I'm 18. I knew him. He played the mother on radio of my brother-in-law, Dick Ames, the great singer.
Oh, my.
And I knew Paul from New York. I had done Bye Bye Birdie in London with Cheetah Rivera, and then I did it in Vegas and with the New York company. But I had met Paul when he was doing New Faces in New York.
And, of course, that's Paul Lynn that you're referring to.
Right. Mm-hmm. And George Gobel, I've known. We were kids together, practically. I knew him when he was a country singer, little Georgie Gobel. I've known Rose Marie all my life. So it was like working with friends and family. And so it was a very familial kind of set anyway. Most of the people on the show I knew or had worked with at some time or another. And then I got to meet all these new people like Karen Valentine and, you know, all the young ingenues and young leading men. It ran 16 years, and it was wonderful.
Oh, it probably covered the gambit. I mean, that must have been very exciting for you.
It was. It was just, and it was a fun show to do. As I stated it earlier, with no rehearsal. I walked in, I looked over the questions, and I said, "Who's on the show?" And I walked out and said, "Hello, stars," and just laughed.
That's great. We're talking to Peter Marshall, everybody, best known for the original Hollywood Squares, but also a great singer, Broadway performer, and author of a book as well. Peter, I this is a question comes mainly from my wife, actually. She wants to know, it's a burning question in her mind, how did you get selected to be the middle square?
How's it, Paul?
How did you get selected? How did one get selected to be in the middle? In other words, you know, you had the nine squares,
I didn't really know that it was an important square, to be frank with you. The first middle square was a friend of mine, Ernie Borgnine.
Oh, yeah.
And then Paul came on the show. He wasn't in the middle square. And he started to become very popular. So Merrill and Bob, I guess, decided to put him in the middle. And then that became the square because of Paul.
I see.
And if you play tic-tac-toe, you start with the middle anyway, you know.
Well, it depends. Billy the Brain always starts in the corner, but we can talk strategy later.
Well, there you go.
There you go. That's great. We're talking to Peter Marshall, everybody. We've got to take a short break. When we come back off the break, we do have a giveaway today from McConnell's Ice Cream right here in Ventura. I'll be giving away a single scoop of either ice cream or yogurt plus one topping when we come back from the break. Stay tuned for that.
And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
This is Billy the Brain, and you're listening to Brainstorming. Our very special guest today is Peter Marshall, best known for being the host of the Hollywood Squares, but also a multi-talented individual, singer, performer on Broadway, writer of books, and even a golfer. We'll get back to Peter in just a minute, but before we do, we have that giveaway that I told you about before. This is going to go to the second caller at 639-0008, 639-0008. It is a single scoop of McConnell's ice cream or yogurt, plus a single topping. Remember, McConnell's is the ice cream store that uses the French pot method of making their ice cream, uses 17% butterfat for a rich, creamy ice cream experience. So call in 639-0008, be the second caller, and you will have a single scoop plus toppings. Now, back to you, Peter Marshall. So we were talking about Hollywood Squares before we went to the break, and you had so many people on the show. You said you started out, many of the people on the show were your guests, but of course, over the course of 16 years, you had lots and lots of people on the show. Who stands out in your mind as being the most memorable and why of all the guests that you had on?
Well, I can't say the most memorable. There's just been a lot of experiences. I can remember walking in one night, and it was Gloria Swanson. And I said, my goodness, I tried to find my mother. My mother adored Gloria Swanson.
Oh, yeah. Who didn't?
And like an idiot, you know, I didn't take a picture with Gloria Swanson. I kept calling, well, where is my mother? I wanted to get her over to the studio to meet Gloria Swanson. But, I mean, people like George Sanders and, you know, Walter Matthau happened to be a friend of mine. I had done a movie with Walter called Ensign Pulver. And we had a lot of stars in it who were not stars at the time. Larry Hagman and myself, but Jack Nicholson had one lovely scene, and it just goes on. But I ran into Walter, and he said, "Hey, sweetheart, I like your new show. I'd like to do it." I said, "You got it." So I went to Heather Quigley, and I said, "Walter Matthau wants to do the show." So they put him on, and it was so cute. He said, "Hey, what am I getting?" I said, "I have no idea. I think it's like $750 for the week." And he said, "I leave more than that at Orange Julius."
Walter Matthau, what a great guy. Now, you knew him from your New York days, and then you both moved out here?
Just from the film I did, Ensign Pulver, which is on television a lot. Larry Hagman and Robert Wong. It's the sequel to Mr. Roberts.
Oh, yes.
It was a cute movie shot in Acapulco. But, you know, I mean, just... George C. Scott, you know, walk in. And then there would be a sports week, so I'd have Mickey Mantle and Hank Aaron and, you know, all these people. And I'm such a sports fan anyway. My kid played Major League Ball for many years. And Pete LeCocq, he played for the Royals and the Cubs.
Yes, yes, I remember. Now, he was obviously always a great athlete, your son, growing up, and then made it to the Major League. What was it like being the father of a Major Leaguer?
That is terrific, because I'm not a great athlete. His mother happens to be a wonderful athlete, and that's where he got my enthusiasm and her talent. And he's in Tucson now. He's coaching a minor league team.
Oh, how exciting!
He's still in baseball. Has been for me. He was in the major leagues for like 11 years. Then went to Japan and came back. And he's a hitting coach and third base coach, and he has a lovely pension. You know, baseball pensions are really terrific. Probably the best in sports.
Well, yeah. So, second only to government.
So luck there.
Yeah, right, exactly. That is phenomenal. Now, I had another question about baseball, but we'll move off of that because I want to get back to interviews. I noticed as looking through the pictures in your book and on your website that you have interviewed outside of the Hollywood Squares. You've interviewed some very famous people, whether it was for KNBC or whatever. One that I'm most interested in was an interview you did with Red Skelton, who's one of my favorites. But tell me about Red, and then also tell me who are some of the more memorable interviews that you have done in your lifetime.
Well, I did. NBC asked me to do when they had all the new shows coming on. They would ask Steve Allen or myself to go interview all these people. And one of my favorite interviews was the great, I don't know how old you are, but I hope you remember Ralph Bellamy.
Oh, yes, of course.
Ralph Bellamy was a great character actor. Hmm. In fact, I'm doing an infomercial. I've never done an infomercial. I'm doing an infomercial for Time Life. And I'm so excited about this package. 50 of the greatest movies ever made, all the way back to the 30s, which is the era I love. International Star Is Born, you know, My Man Godfrey.
Oh, yeah.
You know, McClinton, all those great old films. And I just got off the subject. You asked me.
Well, no. Just about great interviews, and you were mentioning Ralph Bellamy.
But anyways, Ralph Bellamy, that's where we were. And I can remember one of the cutest things. He had done a movie with Don Ameche and, what's his face, the comic that was on...
I'm drawing a blank. A young guy. Yeah.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy, right.
Eddie Murphy, anyway. It was Eddie
Trading
Murphy's
Places picture. Was the name of the right. movie, Trading Places.
Anyway, they were all sitting in the wherever they dress, in the dressing room. And Eddie Murphy said, excuse me, Mr. Bellamy, but how many films have you done? He said, isn't that funny you should ask that? He said, this is my 49th movie. He said, wow. He said, how about you, Mr. Ameche? How many movies have you done? He said, this is my 100th movie. And Eddie Murphy said, do you realize between the three of us, we've done 150 movies? He said, that's when I knew the kid was going to be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was
Bellamy,
a great...
Yeah. In fact, I was watching Bellamy in an old movie the other night. He always, in this package that I'm representing, he was just so... In his younger days, he played the boob, you know? And then he became, you know, Sunrise at Campobello. He played FDR. Anyway, just interviewing those kinds of old stars, I used to just love that very, very much. Much more so than the young crop.
And that's just because of you grew up with them, or you had more in common?
I idolized them as a kid.
I see.
You know, these are the people I idolized, like kids today, like, you know, like the Rolling Stones or whomever.
Gotcha.
Me as a kid, I loved, you know, the Ralph Bellamy's and the Frederick Marches and those kinds of actors who I adored.
Gotcha.
And being able to not only meet them, but to interview them was really exciting for me.
I agree. I think it's one of the most exciting things that you can do. We're talking to Peter Marshall, everybody, who best known for the Hollywood Squares, but also a great singer, actor in his own right. I want to shift gears a little bit, Peter, if it's okay with you. You host a show called The Music of Your Life. It's a radio program. Tell us about that program and what that program means to millions of listeners across the country.
I've been doing Music of Your Life for many, many years. I'm on 2 hours every day, 7 days a week. I'm all over the world. I'm in 91 countries. In fact, I believe we're going to be on, I don't know if it's your station, but I think we're going into Ventura County.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah, and it's 2 hours of all the big standards. It's the music from the past. And if I know anything, that's what I'm really good at. I can tell you who sang with what band, who wrote the song, who introduced the song, who did the cover record, who the musicians were.
Wow.
Did you see the PBS special I did?
No, I did not. Tell me about it.
Well, it's, I don't know, you're the only one. It's on almost every night on PBS. And it's the biggest hit they ever had. I co-hosted it with Nick Clooney, George's father, who's Rosemary Clooney's brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I shot it at the Catalina, at beautiful ballroom at Catalina. Then I went back to Pittsburgh with Nick to do the pitch. And it's the most, and I said, why are you doing a thing on big band music? I said, I love it, but nobody's into that anymore. Well, it's the biggest hit they've ever had. So the music is alive. It's out there. And people want to hear it and hear me speak about, you know, the old singers like Dick Haymes and Bob Eberly and people that nobody remembers. The young kids have don't have a clue who these guys were.
They're great musicians. I mean, but you've been with so many musical greats, and Artie Shaw, Cab Calloway, Woody Herman come to mind. You know,
well, I never sang with them.
No, I want to be clear on that. Yes, you never
but
did sing.
I did interview them. I did a series for Disney called Big Bands at Disneyland, where I got to introduce all these great bands. You're right, like Lionel Hampton and Artie Shaw, Buddy Rich. And I interviewed all of these guys, and I have all those, which is a lot of fun. And I've got myself singing with the Harry James Band, and I knew Tommy Dorsey quite well. I mean, I've been around a long time, and that's what I love more than anything. You're talking about music. I'm doing a new. I've got a couple of CDs out called Boy Singer, as you mentioned, and you also mentioned No Happy Endings with Ray Ellis.
That's right. Yes,
I guess you could. I don't know if you can download those things, but if anybody's interested, they can go to boysinger.com and order them. And I'm very proud of Boy Singer especially because it did wonderfully well in Europe. in England, and it was record of the year over there, album of the year. And so if I do anything well, that's what I do. I'm a good singer. If you like the old standards,
well,
that's what I do. I'm doing a new one right now. I'm working on a new album right now.
Are you? Now, do you cover a lot of the Cole Porter songs? Because Cole Porter is a favorite of mine.
Well, of course I do Cole Porter. I do Berlin. I do a lot of Jimmy Van Heusen, Sammy Kahn. I do, Gert the Gershwins. I do, yeah, of course.
Oh, great. We love it. So that's Boy Singer, and you can find it at boysinger.com.
Boysinger.com.
And also perhaps on iTunes as well. You should look for it there as well. But boysinger.com is the place to go. Before we leave, I just want to ask you about something, the one thing that you and I actually share in common, and that is the love of golf. And you and I have played golf on some of the more famous golf courses in the world. One of them is the Old Course at St. Andrews in Scotland. Tell me about your golfing experiences.
Well, I used to play a lot of golf. I don't play that much anymore because, as you get older, it doesn't work anymore. It drives me crazy. My wife happens to be a really good golfer, and then we spend the winters down in Palm Desert. Mm. We have a place there at Palm Valley Country Club, and we live right on the golf course. And I don't play that much anymore, but I did I wanted to go to Scotland to play, and I went. Remember the wonderful old character actor, Don Porter?
Yes.
Yeah, I went with Don and his wife, and Bobby Donner, another actor who, they're both gone, which is sad to me. But anyway, we went with our wives, and yes, I played Troon, I played Turnberry, I played Muirfield. Yeah,
all of the British Open golf courses in Scotland you just named off. That's incredible.
It was incredible. And I've played Pebble many times, and at Spanish Bay I've played, of course, and Poppy Hill. And yeah, I've played, I used to play a lot of golf. I used to play 3-4 times a week, but you're probably a very young man. As you get older, you'll see where I used to hit it maybe 230. I hit it 180. I'm thrilled.
Well, you're very complimentary to say that I'm a young man. I appreciate that. We actually have a song for you that we're going to play in tribute, and then we're going to have to let you go. We're talking to Peter Marshall, everybody. We thank you for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll catch you down the road.
Thank you.
In this world of ordinary people, extraordinary people, I'm glad there is you. In this world of overrated pleasures,